prepare yourself.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Coming to you from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ, syndicated across the country. Got three or four new affiliates just this week alone. I am honored to be your host. All right, we're going to take some calls this hour, but also have a lot of news I want to go through. The media and the government, state governments, the federal government, continue to misrepresent the facts and claim that it is the law that you have to take vaccines and that public school children have to take them. It's a complete fraud. I interviewed the state attorney from a place up in Maryland where they're trying to make everybody take vaccines, and he admitted the truth. That is coming up here in just a few minutes. But before we do that, Ron Paul raised $4.2 million on the 5th of November, and I'm spearheading an effort on the 16th and 17th. The 16th is Bill of Rights Day. The 17th of December is Boston Tea Party date. So try to raise $5 million each day. I will be interviewing the congressman. I've been interviewing him for 12-plus years, but I've been interviewing him coming up this Saturday, and next Sunday I'll play some excerpts. So let's not forget that, Trey, here when we're in here live back on Sunday. But I'll be interviewing the congressman on Wednesday. And, yeah, anything Ron Paul, the media tries to throw dirt at, because now he's broken through. Zogby and even Gallup are saying he could win New Hampshire. Las Vegas has now got him at 3-1, and then saying he is 2-1 against Hillary. He will beat Hillary. No other Republican can beat Hillary, and that's why Bush has now been appointing former Clinton people to the Defense Department and the State Department, and they've said they believe it's going to be Hillary. Defense contractors have given more money to Hillary than all Democratic and Republican candidates combined. So the establishment doesn't even see this as a presidential election. And then Ron Paul is kind of messing up their punch bowl, you could say, and really upsetting them. So they're pulling out all the stops. Now, I know about the Liberty Dollar in NorFed. Been around for 12 years. The fellow that used to run the big Hawaiian Mint, I remember growing up as a child watching, you know, during Gunsmoke reruns or whatever, they would have the Hawaiian Mint and different commemorative coins. And there's all these companies that find shipwrecks of gold bars and they restamp them and issue them. And I talked about this Friday on air, but over the weekend, even the Washington Post wrote a story going, wait a minute, there are hundreds of commemorative mints and people putting out alternative currencies, dozens and dozens. Pat Boone's got one of them. I mean, when you go into a Barnes & Noble's and buy a $100 card to give somebody as a Christmas present or a $20 gift card, that's an alternative currency. And the problem was the U.S. Mint, because Liberty Dollar got really popular, $20 million of these were out there, and they started bad-mouthing them a year ago, so Von Nuthaus, the guy that owns it, and I've interviewed him and talked to him many times, sued them, and he was winning the suit, so the FBI raided him. And that's what happened to the Liberty Mint. And since he put Ron Paul on the silver and gold and copper coins, that really made them mad. And then now, yeah, the media, and I wasn't going to say this, that they were raiding it to just to somehow demonize Ron Paul's name when he's not even involved, but now even mainstream news, there's a bunch of editorials about it. Mainstream papers are saying it's a way to demonize Paul, and even Fox News, of all people, said that it was wrong. So the feds have really done something stupid yet again. Okay, we got to move quick here. I think the way to start this is to play a minute or so of this Fox 5 news piece. And this Fox 5 news piece, this aired Wednesday. Thursday, we wrote articles about it at PrisonPlanet.com. And by Thursday, I was also able to get an interview with State Attorney Glenn Ivey, who used to also be a senatorial aide and an aide to Bill Clinton. So he's a pretty prominent guy. And he admitted that there is no law you have to take these shots. But you wouldn't know that watching the newscast. So let's go ahead and play a little bit of this Fox 5 piece so we can analyze it and comment on it. But this is par for the course. We have MSNBC, CNN saying the same thing about this case. It's just not true. Here it is.
First at 5 tonight, 800 local families forced to come to court for something they have not given their children. Hello, everyone. I'm Sean Yancey.
And I'm Laura Evans. More than 2,000 Prince George's County students have not gotten their state-mandated shots. Tonight, an ultimatum to some of those parents: come to court, get the shots, or else. Buckeye Sherry Lee live in Forestville to explain this one. Sherry?
Laura, some students here in Prince George's County Schools have missed up to a month and a half of school because they have not gotten their vaccinations for chickenpox and hepatitis B. Now the school system says it's time to get tough and take those parents to court.
Free clinics, free shots, door-to-door visits, and countless letters. Still, more than 2,300 Prince George's County students don't have their required immunizations.
We need those students immunized. We need them in schools. We need them safe.
This Saturday, more than 1,600 students and their parents have been ordered to appear in circuit court for the children to be immunized. Health workers will be on hand to give the shots immediately.
We can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way.
Okay.
But it's going to happen.
And it goes on and on. You can go to prisonplanet.com. We have a link to the Fox site where they have it. You can watch it. It's a lot longer than that. And a bunch of other clips, national news. Okay. Then I went and I interviewed Mr. Ivey, the state attorney, who's in the news piece talking about this. Now, again, even if you're for inoculation and don't know about the mercury that's, by the way, still in there, or the health problems, it's like Governor Rick Perry this year said, I'm mandating all girls must take the HPV, human papilloma, shot. I'm making a list of, must-takes. Well, really, if you read the executive order, he told the state health department, put it on the list of recommended. There's no law. Now, by law, they're supposed to give you a waiver, but I talked to the parents all over the country, from Austin to New York. They don't tell you this, then they expel you, don't tell you that you don't have to do it. They fraudulently expel you, then criminal charges accrue, but wait, they expelled you. And here is Mr. Ivey when I talked to him. Was this Thursday or Friday we talked to Ivey? It was Thursday. This is when I talked to the state attorney that's in all these news pieces. Here it is. Glenn Ivey. Mr. Ivey, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me on.
Tell us in a nutshell what's happening.
Well, we've had, as you pointed out, somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000 kids who have not gotten all of their shots taken care of, and so they're not able to go to school. We've tried to do it the easy way with free vaccinations and vaccination days we've done around the county, the school system, the health department, but we still have a lot of parents that haven't complied, so they asked the court system to help out, and I was willing to step in.
Mr. Ivey, you're a lawyer, and you've also worked as a federal prosecutor, and now you're the state's attorney for Prince George County, a very large populated county. How many people are in your county?
We're somewhere in the neighborhood of 875,000.
So that's a big county.
We are. This covers the east side of Washington, D.C.
Now, if you watch this Fox 5 newscast, have you seen that?
I have not.
Well, I mean, they talk about how for not taking the shots, they're going to be arrested. But isn't it really that there's no law you have to take the vaccines? But then if you're truant, that's when criminal penalties kick in?
Yeah, there's a statute here in Maryland. It's called Child in Need of Supervision. And I have used it for chronic truancy cases to pressure the parents to get their kids back in school. We would use that same theory on the vaccinations case if we've, exhausted all other opportunities and options.
Well, the reason I got you on, and I appreciate you coming on in a timely fashion, is that you, out of the principals, the teachers, the parents, are not ignorant of the law. You're obviously a very intelligent and successful individual. This is coercion because there is no law you have to take the shots. By state and federal law, they're supposed to present them with the waiver form for religious, medical, or other objections, and that the schools then kick them out wrongly, claiming they can't be there without the shots because they're mandated by the governor and the state as recommended. And then once the truancy kicks in that was caused by the school falsely expelling them, then you attempt to use the criminal code against them.
No, I think the way it would work is if there's a failure to use the exemption process for religious objections or other objections, say, for example, parents that are concerned about it.
But, by the way, he later comes back and says, you can go listen to it on prisonplanet.com. He says, I don't vaccinate my children. I'm not giving them this shot, this hepatitis B shot. But those parents aren't being told that. We'll be right back. We've got some calls on this subject. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. I get on the radio all the time. I read the federal and state laws stating that they are not allowed to tell you that you have to vaccinate. In fact, two sessions ago in Texas, they had to actually pass a law saying that Child Protective Services and hospitals couldn't take people's children for not inoculating. You see, they just do whatever they want. It's like the FBI shouldn't have been able to raid the Liberty Dollar. There's hundreds of competing currencies and coin dealers and people that mint their own coins. They just get it. It's lawlessness. Now, we got a bunch of callers calling from Maryland and D.C. I have listeners all over the place, and we used to have an affiliate in D.C. for a while, so we have a lot of listeners there listening over the Internet at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. We have a couple of them here. One of them says they were on CNN there covering all this, and we also have some listeners who are going to go and hand out vaccine waivers to the parents. So to give us eyewitness reports to all this is Kelly and then Donovan and others. There is no law you have to take it. You just heard the state attorney who's in these newscasts pushing all this saying you don't have to. It's all sleight of hand. We have an MSNBC piece I don't have time to play where it's even worse. They have a doctor saying, look, it's the law. You got to take it. It is not the law, and I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. But these people who think you need to take these shots think it's so good for you that they're going to go ahead and push all this. Let's go ahead and talk to Kelly, calling from Washington, D.C. Again, this particular county borders Washington, D.C. Go ahead and go to Kelly. Kelly, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. You totally rock, number one. I just wanted to tell you that right off the bat. You know what's really interesting? If someone had sent me the link to you talking to the state attorney on Thursday, I listened to your radio show, and literally, like 5 minutes later, he called me. Because we had been, our community, I have a son with autism, and I do advocacy work here in Washington, D.C., and our whole community had put calls into their office. The day before, I had contacted his office. I was trying to find out what time the hearing was going to start. They wouldn't tell me the time. They kept hanging up on me. So I said, okay, I'm going to go to our community, and I'm going to let them know that this is what you've done.
Now, imagine the science fiction horror movie image of 2,300 kids, their parents, so that's got to be like 6,000 people, down there at the courthouse being lined up, being shot up full of things, thinking it's the law, or they'll, quote, spend 10 days in jail, as the newscast said.
Exactly. So, anyways, long story short is he did call me, and he knew we were going to be there Saturday. So myself and another person went on Saturday, and we went in the wrong door. We went in a totally different way because we'd never been to that courthouse before. So we get through the guards. There's nobody there. We're like, where is everybody? This is really strange. So we get through, and we're walking down these halls, nobody around. They said, go through those double doors. We go through these double doors, and it was like surreal. It was like one of those horror movies. All of a sudden, there was like 300 people in this room. We're like, whoa. So we were kind of scoping out the room, and because no one noticed us because there were all these people milling around.
Well, tell us what happened.
Well, we started looking around, and it was almost like imagine it like a rectangle shape, and all the parents who were coming in were kind of within this rectangle. We had come in through doors that
you're on the outside of it looking in.
Exactly, on the outside of it coming in. So the parents weren't really where we were when we first walked in. So we're sitting here, we're going, okay, let's figure out what's going on.
Now, tell us real fast the basics.
Okay, well, the gentleman I was with grabbed one of the forms, the waiver exemption forms were on this back table by themselves over there. So we asked this lady, okay, what's going on? So she told us kind of what was going on. She said that these packets that the nurses are going to help the parents fill out. So I go up to the table and say, may I have one of those packets? She said, are you a parent? I said, yes, because I am a parent.
Okay, what happened?
So I took the packet. We looked at it. And we looked closely because we knew that on the bottom was where the religious and the medical exemption waiver is. We looked at the packet that was paper clipped together. There was like four sheets. We looked at it carefully. No exemption.
This is huge. Now, listen, I need you to scan these in, trainings to get your number. Did I see you on CNN?
You know,
I think
yes,
I actually saw
what?
You on CNN. And this is a big issue because that's illegal.
Listen, we went outside. We immediately went outside. All the news people were there. We went in front of the camera. CNN, it's the clip. We're in that clip.
Okay, that's you. Okay.
Shown around. Yes, and I just sent Trey, your guy Trey, two YouTube videos that show the one-on-one, our discussions later with the state attorney, and then I'm also telling what happened. I got escorted to the restroom with armed guards, okay? But we went out because we went out to CNN, they were filming, and me and Jim went out, and we approached them.
And again, it's just like Pakistan, so because you talked to the media, you got escorted.
Yep. Oh, I was so mad, Alex. They were literally, and I was just going into...
Well, what did they say? I mean, give us the basics. What did they say to you?
They said they were trying to backtrack. I went in front of CNN and said, why isn't the exemption forms in this packet? I said, state attorney, you know, Alex, I'd like you to put them in there. So he said, okay, we'll correct that. So then later when I wanted to go to the bathroom, you know, of course we were interviewing parents when they came out. None of them had heard about the exemptions, no medical, no religion.
And we have him on tape saying he would present them to them.
They didn't. They were not in the packets. Trust me. And so when I brought it up in front of CNN, I asked them, would you please put it in the packets? I don't know if they ever got put in because they wouldn't let me go.
Well, number one, why are you people at court for something that isn't even the law? It's all color of law. And why are they kicking them out of school? I don't want to hear it'll make the other kids sick. If your kids have had the poison and supposedly they're not going to get sick, you don't know that the vaccine
exactly.
would actually give you the diseases. So what's the long and short of it? And I can have you on tomorrow for longer.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Long and short is pretty basically we sleuthed out, found out that they were not informing parents that the form was not there. We even interviewed parents. I've got parents' phone number. We went to CNN, confronted them. They said they put it back in the packet. Then after that point, they were, and I was going to the news people, they were trying to say that that wasn't true, that it was in the packet, and then they were also following me to the bathroom with escorted police.
But you,
with a dog.
But you got a copy, though, of it.
Yes, you know what? I gave it to Carol. Well, I gave it to Fox News. I gave her.
Oh, it'll never be seen.
Well, no. I mean, I have her business card and stuff.
Oh,
like that. But no. We checked it out, and besides, they could just say that they had it. But I'm telling you, we took it off the table. They didn't know who we were.
Now, did you go back in the courtroom? Where, I mean, the judge should have been saying, "By the way, you're here for no reason. We've buffaloed you to come here. This is all color of law fraud." I mean, did they say that or?
The judge, I tried to confront the judge on it as well, but they were in the middle of an interview. But what's interesting is they never had a hearing. You know that, right? The judge was just lax, you know, just kind of walking around. Ever since the story came out, they really backpedaled.
Well, they were supposed to have 2,300 children there, but you're saying you saw 300? How many showed up?
About 300, yeah, I'd say about 300. And I was interviewing parents, and they came out, and I said, were you told about the religious or medical exemptions?
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal, Kelly. What happens is, people on CNN, people watching Fox, people watching MSNBC, there's all these newscasts. They just say, it's a law, got to take it. And that
right.
image nationwide. I mean, look, local news in Austin, national news, everywhere we tune in,
right.
They tell you it's the law. And so people believe that. And I have people call me and email me going, Alex, are you lying? The government says it's the law. And I go, I swear to you, it's not the law.
Right.
Anything else you'd like to add, Kelly?
Just if you can get the two YouTubes up on your website.
Okay, well, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to talk to you during the break. More calls on this subject coming up. And then the big story of the day, the government's gearing up for martial law, ladies and gentlemen, in their own words. This is very serious. We'll be right back. Truthnews.us is the website.
Psychology, ancient mysteries, paranormal phenomena, mythic culture, media awareness, science and technology. Join us as we journey through the mysterious, the unexplained, the practical, and the unpredictable. What we know about ourselves and what we have yet to discover. We're extending the outer limits with your host, Michael Molinos, Sundays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, only on GCN.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured secure debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, waging war on corruption. Thank you, Kelly. I want to interview you tomorrow, and we have seen you on the CNN clip. We appreciate your work there exposing the fact that the government and the media, in unison with Big Pharma, because they're on their payroll, half the advertising literally now is from these people, that it's a law. There is no law. And if they set the precedent for the government to put in you what they want, when they want, we're certainly in a tyranny. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you right now, they're engaging in many cases, that is the government, is not the useful idiots at the ground level, in biowarfare against the population. The UN's been caught doing it. The World Health Organization's been caught doing it. My film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, details this. Find out more at whatistheendgame.com or prisonplanet.com. Let's go to Donovan in Maryland, and he wants to talk about my interview with the state attorney in Maryland, admitting that his kids don't take the shots, the vaccines, and the claiming that everybody knew that there was a waiver and they didn't have to take it. They were just going to criminally charge people for not being at school, even though the school had kicked them out. The school kicks you out falsely. That's a case right there. And then charges you criminally and then lies and says you just need to take your shots. Unbelievable. This is the system trying to buffalo us and by custom create new laws. There's lots of stuff in the law they'll arrest you for. You didn't know that, folks? Look into it. Let's go ahead and talk to Donovan in Maryland. Donovan, go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good.
Mr. Jones, one of the things I wanted to bring your attention was...
Are you on a speakerphone?
Yes, sir.
Really hard to understand you. Why don't you pick it up?
Okay, hold on a second.
Really, yes.
Okay, is that better?
A little better. Just go ahead and make a point.
Okay, when I was listening to the show, I heard about the paper on Saturday, and I felt compelled to get my camera on good.
Sir, your phone's got some problems. I really tried to take your call, but it was just too messed up. May be able to take it. Let's go ahead and talk to Kyle in North Carolina. And shifting gears, has comments about Chiapas, Mexico. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Actually, I'm calling from Northern California, but that's all right. How you doing today, Alex?
Okay, it said North Carolina. It doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Yep. Well, I just wanted to ask you about the people in Chiapas that rose up against the Mexican government in arms back in 1994 when NAFTA was first passed.
And they did it again in 99 and 2000.
Exactly. I was wondering what you think their response might be to this whole North American Union. I'm sure they know about it. They read the elite's papers. They talk about World War IV and global government and everything. I was wondering if you had any comments on that.
Well, I don't agree with their Marxist-Leninist views, but overall, the people of Mexico across the board rioted just 6 months ago when they had that staged election, and it was even admitted in the news that the election had been stolen and handed over to Mr. Calderon. But it's the same thing now. And that's why we shouldn't allow all this illegal immigration. If Mexico couldn't put 30 million people here and use the U.S.'s money to prop themselves up, there'd be a real revolution in Mexico. Right now, it's a corrupt kleptocracy.
Indeed, I agree completely, yeah. And from what I mean, these people, from what I've seen, they don't even really speak Spanish, it seems like.
No, they speak Mayan.
Exactly. They are, completely, they are a part of Mexico that was not even a part of Mexico originally.
That's right. People think that Mexico for a short time had part of the U.S., but their original landmass didn't even have the entire Yucatan Peninsula up through to the middle of Mexico.
Yeah, I actually had one other issue I wanted to bring up with you, changing gears here a little bit to 9/11. I'm at a university up here, and we're going to be trying to put on some type of talk. We already have Stephen Jones coming this spring, and I was wondering if you could think of any type of good curriculum readings. We want to put out kind of a list for people, sort of do a type of informal class, if you understand.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, architects and engineers for 9/11 truth, Robert Baer's comments about all the evidence showing it's an inside job, a lot of other issues. Okay, I don't have time to take any more calls, even though I want to talk to Gordon from Baltimore talking about a new taser death. Okay, one more. What's happened?
What's going on, Alex?
We're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
All right, I just saw on the local news that the police were trying to break up a fight in Prince George's County while all this mess is going on with the vaccinations and everything. And
wait a minute. There was a fight dealing with the vaccinations?
No, not dealing with it, but around the same area. And all the witnesses are saying that the boy was on the ground. The police kept telling him to put his hands down. He was saying that his hands were down. They tasered him, and now he's dead.
It's horrible. There were 300-plus taser deaths in the last year alone. That came out last week. And they taser you 3, 4, 5 times, they jump on your head, you die. The tasers are too strong, they're using them way too fast, and this is all getting caught on video, and the establishment is making the people hate them. Okay, we're out of time for all of that, ladies and gentlemen. I could have spent 2 hours on this next subject, but we don't have time to do that now, but I'm going to try as best I can. One of the most important articles ever written that's been posted on any of my Family of News websites was written by Steve Watson with myself and Paul Watson, adding research to it. It is 13 pages long, and it is titled Special Report, Turning the Police State Apparatus Against the Sinners. This came out Friday. The easiest place to find it is on Infowars.com. At the top of the page, there's 4 top stories, and you need to click on this. You need to read this. You need to follow the links. You need to find out what's happening. This 13-page document details the federal government's open, stated plan. This has been going on for 2 decades, but now it's coming to fruition to have open martial law, no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, no nothing. And this dovetails with the fact that 4 weeks ago, 4 weeks and a day ago, I saw a new talking point came out. And we'd seen this last year in a State Department document memorandum of the White House saying that they were going to have a strategy of saying anyone who was anti-war was helping terrorists and was terrorists by extension, that anyone who was libertarian was a terrorist, that anyone who thought 9/11 was an inside job was a terrorist. Then, 2 weeks ago, the House passed, it's in the Senate, the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act. They're on the verge of passing it in the Senate that will literally set up a federal board that will decide what is illegal to say, literally what books to ban, what books to burn. You could not make stuff up like this. We have links to all of this and even mainstream news admitting what we're saying. 13 pages, and literally the whole thing is just links. I mean, it is just absolutely incredible. And then last Friday, not this Friday, 3 days ago, but the Friday before that, they had a hearing on C-SPAN. And in the hearing on C-SPAN, the Homeland Security Department put 9/11 truth sites, mainline sites, in between Al-Qaeda training videos and said that we are Al-Qaeda. And that they want to ban people speaking, just like Yushima Sharoff rounding up the lawyers in opposition and beating them on the head with billy clubs and putting them in trucks. This is exactly what they're trying. Now, if you read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act passed last year for funding into 07-08, this is the defense bill. It says for the first time in history that that they are preparing for domestic use of the military against the American people. It says the American people for insurrection, for rebellion, for rioting. What are they planning? Well, they know they're destroying the dollar by design. A lot of other things. Then if you look at the May 9th, 2007 Presidential Decision Directive 51, we have a link to the whitehouse.gov. It says Congress no longer has any authority. The president is supreme dictator and controls continuity of government. Then a month later in Montebello, Canada, for the SPP North American Union meeting, this was made public. He said the UN is over the United States during emergencies for continuity of government. The House has now passed the law of the sea treaty going to the Senate to hand control of our waterways and oceans to the United Nations. Again, red alert. It's all happening right now. Then, 4 weeks ago, I started seeing Bill O'Reilly, Glenn Beck, all these major neocons who admittedly get White House talking points, and it was the exact State Department talking points, saying, quote, we need to use the military against Ron Paul supporters. If you don't believe me, you can go to prisonplanet.com. We don't have time to play it. They say, use the military against Ron Paul supporters. All libertarians are terrorists. All anti-war activists are terrorists. That we are, quote, in bed with Islamo-fascists, and that we need to have a dictatorship. Okay, this is unprecedented. This is red alert. When we come back, we will detail this. You see, they built this whole anti-war apparatus, this whole system, this whole apparatus, and they said it was for foreign terrorists. But the whole thing was designed for the American people. How dare them talk about using this system against us? We have several detailed reports on PrisonPlanet.com and Truth News. Look at the News in Focus section on the right-hand side. But get this story, special report, turning the police state apparatus against the sinners. We'll be right back. Spend it all.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. For the first time in our country, decisions you make about food will determine whether you live free or die hard. You can decide to ignore us fools that scream food shortage, contamination, genetic poisoning, or you can store as much food as you can get. You can decide you can't afford a supply, or you can do whatever it takes to get food because you're a survivor, not a quitter. You can decide to plan food supplies for Christmas. What if you decide to do nothing? If you're right, and there's plenty of safe food, you can laugh at the fools who stocked up. They were wrong, but what did they lose? Nothing. But if you're wrong with no food, you'll lose everything. Freedom, children, guns, home, even life. Can you afford to be wrong? Place your bet. Food or no food, can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he is. I don't like it.
What is tyranny? It happens 9 times out of 10 in any nation or any government. And it always happens in every country given enough time. We have tyranny coming into place. We have more than $4 trillion in the last 10 years stolen from the Pentagon. The Pentagon tells Congress they won't discuss it, where it went, who took it. $4 trillion plus. We have Sarkozy in the French news involved covering up giant UN-run child kidnapping rings. You can't make stuff up like this. We have a government trying to destroy our sovereignty, our dollar, our borders, doing all of this. And one of the most important reports we've ever put out is on InfoWars.com. The very top of the page is from InfoWars.net, Steve Watson. Turning the police state apparatus against the sinners, second major phase of the coordinated destruction of freedom of America, targets those who refuse to go along with it. But once tyranny comes in, it's about taking your pension funds without you being able to riot. It's about conscripting your children with drafts without you being able to say no to it. The people running our nation could care less about our Bill of Rights and Constitution or our property rights. They want to hold us as chattel slaves. That's history. And Glenn Beck last Thursday, it's made huge news, came out, and at the beginning of his program, you can go watch the video, it's posted in this story, and he came out and he said, we need to use the military against domestic threats. And he said, Ron Paul put on the screen, domestic threat. And he said that these people are threatening to overthrow America. No, we're trying to stop the end of our sovereignty. We're trying to fight for the borders. We're trying to end wars that are bankrupting us and destroying our name around the world. Because a lot of Americans don't know what's happening, but the world does, though Americans are starting to wake up. And Glenn Beck went on to admit that they know that both parties have an 11% approval rating, lowest it's ever been, that people don't trust the government and the media anymore. And they had David Horowitz, this Marxist-Leninist posing as a conservative, up there, and Winston Churchill's grandson, and they even talked bad about the founding fathers. I mean, you couldn't make this up. And then you actually look at the FBI training manuals. You actually look at the SLAT training. You actually, we have video links here. This is before 9/11. A firefighter in early 2001 in Kansas City in a huge classroom full of police, firemen, and sheriff's deputies. And FEMA comes in and says, Christians are the enemy of the federal government. You've got to watch this video. The founding fathers were bad. America's bad. We've got to take their Bill of Rights. And then I have state police on the road pulling over Abby Newman, naval veteran, one of my listeners, and they find pocket constitutions in the trunk and on video, this is squad car video, say, well, we better arrest her for this. This may be illegal. You have to see, we have the training going on video from the police, and then we have the actual training taking effect on the street. This has been a covert plan for a very long time. And FEMA came to town in 2002 and taught about domestic threats and mentioned those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution. That's in the FEMA training. I know this sounds crazy. I can't believe it. But they're doing it. Look, if you were global corporations, 46 of them now, bigger than 46 of the top 100 largest economies, aren't governments. They're corporations. They have their own intelligence. They have their own mercenaries. They have it all. And they want power, and they're setting up a world government with new rules that they control that destroy our sovereignty and our jurisprudence and our right to a jury trial and all of it, and our private property rights. It's very simple. Very powerful, dominant men have come to power and are literally stripping out our sovereignty and hundreds of other countries' sovereignty to set this up. And one big way they're waging war on us is economically. In the time I have left, I'm going to get back into martial law in a moment. I wanted to read from the Daily Poll site. These numbers are accurate. In fact, they're even worse from what I've seen. Inflation, look this up for yourself, $19.50 dollar worth only 12 cents today. A dollar in 1950 would buy only 12 cents worth of goods today, or 88% less than before. But see, the depreciation that was accelerating in the last few years. Inflation in my adult years increased average prices more than 1,000%. Example one, a postage stamp in 1950 cost 3 cents. Today's cost is 41 cents, a 1,266% inflation. Example two, a gallon of 90-octane full-service gasoline cost 18 cents before. In 1950. Today it costs $3.05 for self-service, a 1,870% inflation. Example three, a house in 1959 cost $14,100, the average house. Today's median price is $213,000, a 1,400% inflation. Example four from 1950 inflation to 2007, a dental crown used to cost $40. Today it costs $1,100, a $2,750 or 2,750% inflation. Example five, an ice cream cone in 1950 cost 5 cents. Today, it's $2.50, a 4,900% inflation. Example six, monthly government Medicare insurance premiums paid by seniors was $5.30 in 1970. Forget 1950. Okay, 1970 it was $5.30. Today it is $93.50 on average, a 1,664% inflation, and up 70% in just the last 5 years. See, it's telescoping. It's getting worse faster. See, that's how inflation works. You just find it grows slowly, but huge over time in the aggregate, and then by next year, folks, we already have 15% food price increases this year. So we took it out of the CPI. Now they're talking about another 30 just by the middle of next year. Example seven. Several generations ago, a person worked 1.4 months per year to pay for government taxes. You now work more than 5 months a year for taxes. And under the current federal deficit, by 2012, if they plan on paying the deficit or even keeping up with interest payments, you're looking at an 80-plus percent tax burden. That's why toll roads are going in on existing roads. That's why they're doubling every few years the number of police exponentially. That's why they're building prisons everywhere. It's not for the violent offenders. It's for you, folks. We're going into a predatory, corrupt system. They are setting up a tyranny. And it's not just me saying this. Lou Rockwell, that was also listed on the show, they said, Lou Rockwell, mainline, Republican/conservative libertarian site, I'd call it Barry Goldwater type, was listed, and they said that they are, quote, with the Islamofascists in bed, Al-Qaeda, and that the military needs to be used. This is incredible. And they said, we've only got 11% approval ratings. We better use the military. I got news for you. One candidate has gotten more donations than all other Republicans combined. Look this up. It's even been in the Associated Press, New York Times, everywhere. One candidate raised more from the military. You say you support the troops? Well, what are the troops doing? Ron Paul is the biggest candidate in the military. He is loved. He is a real conservative. And he's got programs and ideas that have been well vetted that could save this nation. And he's surging in the polls, and they're trying to demonize him, and they're pulling out all the stops, ladies and gentlemen, right now. And they said, quote, Ron Paul supporters, anti-war activists, libertarians like Lou Rockwell, they are with the terrorist. We need to use the military against this domestic threat. I just ran out of time. We can't play the whole clip. It's on YouTube. Just go watch it. And then O'Reilly said the same. He called us anarchist. He said we're terrorists. He said we've been a bunch of other talk shows, including Beck. It's talking points. See, I heard this 4 weeks ago. In one day, I heard two national hosts say the exact same line. They admittedly have met at the White House several times and gotten talking points. It's come out that there are talking points. It came out in mainstream news a month ago. The White House gave Fox News and others talking points. They're not conservatives. I tell mainline conservatives who haven't woken up yet, though most of you have, that, hey, here's the New York Observer. It's conservative. Here's these other publications that Fox News is behind Hillary and strategizing and her biggest contributor and that Republican donors are giving more to Hillary than all Republicans combined. And they just go, not true, not true. And I go, the Republicans are appointing all these former Clinton people. They admit they're getting ready for the transition. The Republicans aren't even really running anybody. Ron Paul is a dark horse. And they go, not true, not true. Kind of like when I was in an Austin gun shop about a year ago, and I walked in, really big, nice gun shop here in town, and it's McBride's, and two guys come over and go behind the counter, you know, you lied, Alex. Bush wasn't for the assault weapons ban. And I said, yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. And then the manager walked over and said, hey, Alex, I'm a fan. He said, yeah, it's true, guys. You just don't know. Of course he was for it. He lobbied. I mean, I don't lie to you. I tell you vaccines aren't the law. I just play you the state attorney telling you that. All right, I'm interviewing Ron Paul coming up Wednesday. We'll be here and part of that next Sunday here. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the New World Order. Go get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement at Infowars.com or Amazon.com right now. Get it out to people. God bless you all. Great job to Trey and Amanda in there running the show. Until next time, vaya con Dios.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention.